Listening Library presents Small Steps by Lewis Sacker. Read to you by Curtis McLaren. Chapter 1. Once again, Armpit was holding a shovel. Only now he was getting paid for it. $7.65 an hour. He worked for Rain Creek Irrigation and Landscaping. He was in the process of digging a trench along the side yard of a house that belonged to the mayor of Austin, a woman with the unusual name of Cherry Lane. As his shovel knifed through the dirt, he carefully kept the sod intact so that it could be replaced later. His shovel was short and had a rectangular blade, unlike the 5-foot shovels with pointed blades he had used when he was at Camp Green Lake Juvenile Correctional Facility. Beads of perspiration rolled out from under his red Rain Creek cap. His shirt was drenched in sweat. Yet none of this had anything to do with how he got his name. During his first week at Camp Green Lake, close to 3 years before, a scorpion had stung him on the arm, and the pain had traveled upward and settled in his armpit. It had felt like there was a hot needle twisting around inside him. He'd made the mistake of complaining about how much his armpit hurt. The pain eventually went away, but the name stuck.
"Theodore," called his boss, Jack Dunleavy, a white man in his late 30s. "There's someone who would like to meet you."
Armpit stopped digging as his boss and